Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Miracles. We're coming to you live on Transformation Talk Radio, where we open your mind to unlimited possibilities. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and I'm so glad you could join us today because we have a phenomenal show for you. Dr. John DeMartini is going to be joining us in just a few moments, and chances are you were originally introduced to Dr. DeMartini and his work through his appearance on The Secret several years ago now. But he's done so much since then, literally traveling around all four corners of the globe, leading life-changing seminars, and helping people to lead fulfilling lives. His latest book is entitled Inspired Destiny, Living a Fulfilling and Purposeful Life. And this book is actually based on a program he originally developed for young people seeking purpose and direction in their lives. And the beautiful thing about this book is that it's really for all ages, because no matter how old or how young we are, we all have this need to feel a deep sense of purpose in our lives. I was reminded of that just a couple weeks ago by my daughter, Avery. And the funny thing about that day was we had just hooked up satellite radio in our house. And so we listened to some top 40 music, some 80s music, and we were dancing around and the kids were playing and having fun. And after a little while, I changed the channel to a new age music station. And it was on for maybe just a few minutes when Avery, who's 7, completely out of the blue, began asking me what her purpose was and even what the word purpose meant. And she asked me about how and why we came here and what did we do? I mean, did we just come here and start building things, Mom? And I have to tell you, I was really unprepared to answer her. I mean, what do you say to a 7-year-old? And I didn't know where these questions were coming from. You know, was it the new age music or what? Because I had never talked to her about this idea of purpose before. So I just kind of went on to explain that, you know, we all have purpose, something we're to do in life, and, you know, we're on our own journey to discover what that is. But she didn't care too much for my answer. She actually got really distraught over it. She got stressed out, convinced she would never know her purpose. And all I could do at the time was just assure her that she would, and that, you know, some people don't figure out their purpose till much later in life. So I say all of this because here's a child of 7 already wondering about her purpose, which just shows that this need for a sense of purpose follows us from very early on. And through life, we want to feel fulfilled. We want to have purpose. So this experience with Avery led me to look at my purpose, because I figured that's where I need to begin. And when I started to look at that, that led me to the book Inspired Destiny by Dr. DeMartini. And I have to thank him for writing it, because it certainly made me look at life from a whole new perspective, looking at values. So today I want to introduce Dr. DeMartini. He's a world-renowned human behavior specialist, an educator, and an internationally published author. He's considered one of the world's leading authorities on human behavior and personal empowerment. And the knowledge that he shares is a culmination of 38 years of cross-disciplinary research. A gifted educator, Dr. DeMartini spends 300 days a year traveling the world, showing people how to become more self-governed and empowered in all areas of their lives. He shows them how to develop their potential, clarify their life and career direction, and live inspired and fulfilled lives. He's appeared in many documentaries, including The Secret, The Opus, The Compass, and Oh My God. And he's been interviewed on all kinds of radio and TV shows around the globe. He's the author of 40 self-development books and numerous CD and DVD programs. He founded the DeMartini Institute, which is a private research and education foundation teaching multiple aspects of human development. Each program is designed to assist people to activate leadership and empower all seven areas of their lives: financial, physical, mental, vocational, spiritual, family, and social. And as I said, his latest book is entitled Inspired Destiny, Living a Fulfilling and Purposeful Life. Dr. DeMartini, it's truly an honor and a privilege to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your story about your daughter. That's great. She has a knowing inside. I always say deep inside, we all have a knowing way inside that we have something magnificent to do with the world.
Yeah, and it actually reminded me of when I was a young child, and I used to question things like that all the time, but I didn't know where to go. And that wasn't really something my parents would have been into. It wasn't something I could have really asked them. Do you run into that a lot?
Well, you know, everybody deep inside really, really, really knows. And I do a program called the Breakthrough Experience. And every week when I do that in some country, I have people that say, I don't know what I really want to do. I'm kind of not certain yet, et cetera. But what I find is that they have basically some fears blocking the clarity of the sunny truth that sits in the heart that's always waiting and ready to shine and to know. So what we do is we have the fear of somehow not being smart enough, or the fear of failure, the fear of not making enough money or losing money doing it, or the fear of losing loved ones as respective loved ones, or the fear of rejection, or the fear of not being vital or healthy enough, or the fear that it might not be spiritually right. But these fears cloud what we know, but deep inside we all know.
Yeah. And so have you come across a lot of children as well with these questions?
I've been amazed. I worked with an 8-year-old who is already working on, he's writing his own first book on autism because he was labeled autistic, and he's writing his own book researching that. And he wants to be a medical doctor that gets a Nobel Prize. He's already wanting to do that, and he's working on it already at 8.
Good.
And I worked with a young boy who's 12 the other day in South Africa that wants to be an anthropologist, and he's living, studying, and everything he can get his hands on in anthropology. So some people at a very young age are not blocked about it, don't have fears about it. They're willing to declare it, and they go after it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the earlier that you can come across that, the better, because then you can start moving your life in that direction.
Yeah, you can build momentum. As Donald Trump says, you can build momentum and catalyze great forces behind you to help you achieve. So some people are basically, you know, they have so many different things they love to do that they don't want to narrow it down. But in the Breakthrough Experience and in this Inspired Destiny book, I talk about how to clarify what that is, how to look at what is really, really valuable to you, what does your life demonstrate, and how to articulate that and package that in your mind so you're clear about what you want to do.
Now, when did you start questioning your purpose?
Well, I was blessed. I almost died at age 17, and I was living on the north shore of Oahu, and I was living in a tent as a surfer. And I had dropped out of school. I had lived on the streets before that, and I was just a surfer, hippie guy in the late 60s, early 70s there, and almost died. And then luckily a lady found me in the tent and helped me recover and led me to a little health food store where one day I was led to go to a talk on a yoga. And there was a teacher there, Paul Bragg, attending that and doing a presentation there. And in 1 hour, with this one man, with his one message, my life changed. And that night, he said that we're going to dedicate our lives. We're going to find out what you want to dedicate your lives to tonight, and you're going to determine your destiny tonight. And from that night on, 38, 39 years ago, I've been focused on that outcome. And I found it that night.
So I guess having people who inspire you is helpful.
Absolutely. Whenever you're around people that are doing what they love and loving what they do, and their vocation and vacation are the same, and they're inspired by their clarity, it is no way you can be around that without some of that rubbing off on you. You can't put your hand in a pot of glue without some of the glue sticking. And when you're around people that are inspired, there's something about it that brings you to a new vision and awakens inside you what you already know. And so that's what happened to me that night. And ever since that night, I've had a dream to travel the world and do that for other people. That's why I do it full time.
And that's what you've been doing. Where have your travels led you recently?
Oh, I'm always on the go. I mean, my home, one of my homes is a ship that literally circumnavigates the earth and goes to 200 ports around the world a year. So if I'm not on my ship, I'm speaking in some countries. I'm about to go to London, then I go to Miami, then I'll go to L.A., then Auckland, and then Sydney, and then back to Romania, and then back to London, and then back to Australia, and then back to Africa, then South America, and then Antarctica in the next 30 days.
Oh, that's amazing. That's got to be an amazing experience. I think I heard about that ship. It's called The World, right?
Yes, I live on The World. I've been on there for 8.5 years.
Beautiful. So if someone was starting to look at their life and wanting to make some changes and wanted to look at purpose, where should they begin?
Well, the first thing I do in the book is I help people look exactly what their life demonstrates is important to them. So I look at how they fill their space, how they spend their time, how they spend their energy, where they spend their money, what they're disciplined on, what are they most organized on, what do they think about most, visualize most, affirm most, converse with other people about most, what are they inspired by, and what are their goals, and look at what the consistent goals have been. And I look at what is the common thread to all of those and the highest priority of the priorities of those, and we then map out our goals and our strategies to fulfill that. Because whatever's highest on our value, the ancient Greeks used to call that the telos, that's the mission. The study of teleology is a study of mission and purpose, meaning and purpose. And so when somebody identifies what's most important to them, what their life demonstrates, that's the direction we target the focus on. This is where the power is. Because nobody has to get somebody up in the morning to do whatever that is. You're inspired from within to do that, but you need motivation to do things that aren't important to you.
Right, absolutely. And I think a lot of people have lost touch with that. I think about people that, my clients who I work with, and I do see a lot of people for weight loss. And I find a lot of times they don't have anything that's really fulfilling them in their lives, so they're using food to fill them up.
Well, if they're living to eat instead of eating to live, when they have a mission for life, they're more likely to eat to live, not live to eat. Just what you said, because they're not having to fill themselves with other ways. See, we end up, anytime we're not doing something that's high on our values and not congruent and aligned with what's most meaningful to us, we end up feeling kind of unfulfilled, and we look for dopamine fixes, and we look for food or sex or drugs or something that addictively makes us look for a pleasure because we're basically not fulfilled. But once we find what this mission is and we start organizing our life around it, that fulfillment starts to surge, and we're not likely to do things that are unproductive. We're so inspired by what we want to do, we want to put our energies into it.
Great, absolutely. Well, we're just going to go to break here. You are listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, John DeMartini is going to share more about finding your purpose. We'll be right back.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, a clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and my guest today is Dr. John DeMartini, who is the author of Inspired Destiny. Dr. DeMartini, before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to get in touch with you. Could you give us your website for our listeners?
Absolutely. My website is drdemartini.com. That's drdemartini.com. Or they can go to Facebook, Dr. DeMartini Facebook. I have an inspirational quote for people every day there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So we were talking about value determination earlier, and, you know, looking at what you do with your time, what you fill your space with, how do you spend your energy and your money. And so when people break all of that down, you usually say that what they're interested in ends up being in one of several categories. Can you go through those categories for us?
Well, there's seven areas of life that the values may slant toward. Some people are really, really inspired by careers. Some are really interested in growing a family. Others may want to do some social cause. Some are into spiritual development. Some are into you know, academics and intellect. And some are just making money. While others may want to, you know, work out and keep totally fit. But you may have others that have combinations. But everybody has a set of priorities, a set of values, things that are most important to least important that they run their life by. Identifying what those are and aligning and setting goals that are congruent with that is one of the keys to fulfillment. If you're not setting goals that align with your values or changing your values to match your goals, you've got an internal moral dilemma and internal conflict constantly that frustrates you. And any time we subordinate ourselves to outside influences and try to be somebody we're not for thinking that somebody else has a better life and not honoring our own magnificence, we hold ourselves back from waking up our mission in life and our purpose in life.
Yeah, I can see that. We tend to compare ourselves to other people, and when we do that, we seem to lose touch with ourselves. One of the things I found interesting in the book is you talked about careless, careful, and caring. Can you talk to the listeners about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, see, because everybody has a set of priorities and values, anytime we are working and going through our lives, we tend to identify fulfillment according to our own values. So if we project our values onto somebody else and think our values are more important than theirs, we will tend to project our values down onto them and expect them to live according to our values. We call that careless, because we're caring less about their values than our own. And we're kind of, you know, kind of a self-righteous person saying, well, you know, you should be doing this kind of thing. Then
right.
The careless is when we actually have our set of values and we then exaggerate how important theirs are and we minimize our own. And we go around walking on eggshells trying to please other people all the time. That's careful, because we're basically thinking that their values are more important than our own. And we minimize ourselves and act like a doormat. And then caring, which is the key to having a ring step kept on your finger, is the art of communicating your values in terms of other people's values. What's important to you, communicated in terms of what's important to them. That way you both win out of the deal. And in my book, The Heart of Love, I have a whole chapter on how to do that. And in Inspired Destiny, I give a step-by-step process on how to have a caring relationship, whether it be at business or at home in your intimacy and your life, because we deserve to have caring relationships.
No, absolutely. And one of the things that you bring up in the book a lot, and you give examples, are of affirmations. And you started saying affirmations from early on, actually. Tell us about the importance of having affirmations.
Well, the word affirmation has become now kind of popularized into thinking positive thoughts, but the real definition of affirmation means to make firm in one's mind. So it does not necessarily have to be a positive or a negative thought. It's just whatever is firm in one's mind. So I learned a long time ago to articulate to myself what and how I wanted my life. There's a law in the universe called Parkinson's Law, and the law basically states that if you don't fill your life with high-priority actions that inspire you, it will automatically fill up with low-priority actions that despire you. If you don't plant flowers in the garden of your mind, you'll always pull weeds, in other words. So it is our responsibility, because nobody else is going to get up in the morning and dedicate their lives to fulfilling our lives. It's our responsibility to get up and fill our day with the statements of how we want our lives, a checkup from the neck up, you might say. So I've been saying affirmations that I'm a master of persistence. I do what it takes. I'm always at the right place to meet the right person, to make the right deal. I'm a master healer. Whoever I touch becomes healthy and inspired. I'm a genius when I apply my wisdom. I have a photographic, autographic mind. Whatever I read, I retain. I have thousands and thousands of statements that I say to myself daily and just keep running them. And I fill my day with how I want it instead of allowing it to be filled up with what I don't. And it's amazing what it's done. It's led my life into the fulfillment of these affirmations.
It has. And I recall you saying in the book about you were considered dyslexic when you were in school.
I ended up dropping out of school because of my learning problems, yes.
Right. And then you later had an affirmation where you call yourself a genius, and that seemed to turn everything around for you.
Well, I was in first grade. My first grade teacher sat with my parents and said, "I'm afraid your son has got learning difficulties and dyslexia and can't pronounce and can't speak. If I were you, I'd put him into sports because he's good at running, but he'll never read, write, or communicate, never amount to thing, never go very far in life." So I ended up, you know, making it through elementary school with only the help of the smartest kids, and then when I moved out of elementary, I ended up failing. I just dropped. And I left school at age 13, 14 years old, and I ended up living on the streets and then eventually hitchhiking to California and making it to Hawaii so I could surf. So, I didn't read until I was 18 years old in my first book from cover to cover. But from that day on, when I met Paul Bragg, right at the end of 17, almost 18, my life changed, and I started to believe maybe, just maybe, I could learn how to read. And with his help and his affirmation that I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom, that led me to change my whole perspective and started reading dictionaries and memorizing words and overcoming dyslexia. And today I'm a scholar because of it. So that one affirmation changed my life.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And so that's something important that we can do is have an affirmation. But how do we help get over some of those labels that we've been given?
Well, you know, a label is what somebody else projects onto you, and if you buy into it because you subordinate to their opinion and think their opinion is more important than your own, then it will run you. But if all of a sudden the voice and the vision on the inside is more profound than the opinions on the outside, you begin to master your life. So you want to fill your day with a new state of affirmation. And it can't be fantasies. It's got to be real, something you're really willing to work toward, something you really believe in, something that's really heartfelt, something that's congruent with your values, or it's not going to be you. But you got to identify what those are. In Inspired Destiny, I show you how to do that and how important it is to be congruent. And once you do, I'm telling you, I've taken thousands and thousands of people through this process, and I've just watched the transformation. It's just mindful.
Tell me about some of the transformations that you've seen lately in people who've taken your program.
Well, I've had people that have basically said, you know, no matter what I do, I can't seem to, I screw up every relationship in. I don't even want to start another relationship because I've just got one relationship that failed and this and that. And I said, okay, wait a minute now. No relationship fails if you learn something from it. So what have you learned? And we identified all the blessings that ever came from the relationship. And then we restructured a set of affirmations, which became a checklist for them, on exactly what they learned from the relationship and how grateful they were for those relationships. And they were not perceived as failures. They were perceived as refinements to make sure that they were really going after what they really wanted. And it helped them become true to what they wanted. And they set up an affirmation with about 75 statements from all the blessings they got from every relationship they had been in. And I'm telling you, what it did to their life was it helped them empower themselves. It made them not see any mistakes. They saw it as a blessing. And about, I guess it was about 2.5 months, they ran into a guy in their life. And I'm telling you, it changed their relationship dynamic. Their whole perspective changed. The guy comprehended the transformation, and she found somebody that was matching who she was. So that's a classical example of what happens. When people get truly clear and congruent and then articulate it in written language, I always say a short pencil is better than a long memory, things happen.
Yeah. And so there is an element of discipline to all of this as well.
Well, you're automatically inspired to do it if it's congruent. You know, nobody has to get me up to do what I do. Nobody has to get somebody up when they're congruent. The key is congruency, making sure that they set something that really is inspiring to them. They never let themselves down on the things that are truly inspiring.
That's right. Thank you so much, Donna. I'm Candace McClain, and you're listening to Everyday Miracles on the Transformation Network. We're going to go to a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to continue speaking with our guest, Dr. John DeMartini, and we're going to learn more about his seminars across the world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McLean. I have Dr. John DeMartini here talking with us today. Thank you again, John, for being a guest on the show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I was wondering if you could maybe give some guidance to us parents in how we could help our children with these kinds of questions.
Oh, that'd be something I'd love to. And I have a tape set, Inspire Your Life for Teenagers, and another one called How to Awaken Your Genius and Potential. So that's a very important topic to young people. But every child has a set of priorities and values, just like an adult. And whenever they are doing what they love doing, what's highest in their value, they spontaneously do it. Nobody has to remind them to do it. No motivation from the outside is needed. They just love it. And whenever a mother or father is communicating in the child's highest values, the child listens, is attentive, responsive. But whenever the parents project carelessly their values onto the child shuts down and goes introverted and becomes defiant and becomes kind of depressed, etc. So it's important that the teachers, the counselors, the parents learn what the values of the child are and articulate the curriculums, the communications, and the request in terms of those values. And if they do, their children will bloom and they'll awaken their genius. Because every child loves to learn and every child loves to do whatever is inspiring to it. And if you can show them by whatever you want them to do in terms of their values, they'll include that in their values and they'll open it up. I train teachers how to do this. I'm teaching a World Educational Summit down in Cape Town, South Africa in December on that. But it's just amazing how to awaken geniuses in children. So parents really have the capacity to make tremendous changes just by caring and observing what's important to the child and communicating in it.
And I guess I see youth today being subjected to a lot of difficult things, a lot of peer pressure and different kinds of pressures, maybe even drugs and alcohol and things like that. What can we do to help them through that phase?
Well, anytime the youngster is basically not doing what they love doing and not inspired by their life and they're unfulfilled and they feel subordinate and pressured and constrained, they're going to look for something that gives them a dopamine fix, a dopamine and oxytocin rush. So they're going to look for either drugs or sex or doing something to get attention, to get that dopamine high, that adrenaline high. And so the key is to finding out what's really meaningful to them, just like I said a minute ago, and letting them excel in what is inspiring to them at the time. And then as that evolves, because their values are going to change as the months go on, as that evolves, allow them to continue to do that. It will spontaneously evolve in their life. Between 0 and 10, it's going to be about play. Between 10 and 20, it's going to be about socializing. Each decade, there's a definite difference in their values that they unfold. And if they allow it to unfold and let them excel at each stage, they grow up believing they're leaders, and they gain confidence in themselves, and they do extraordinary things that are inspiring to them. And that the parents, if they can communicate whatever they want in terms of the children's values, and relate to them, then the child feels fulfilled and they're less likely to go off on the drug, sex, and rock and roll destiny.
Yeah, so it's really about keeping that conversation with them open and finding out where they're at and finding out what they love and applying that to the other areas of their life.
Well, you know, in my book, The Heart of Love, I talk about, and Inspired Destiny, both of them, I refer to this. If you find out what the child's highest values are by observing those 12 determinants I gave, how they fill their space, how they spend their time, etc., and look carefully what they're dedicated to. you'll find that they always have something that nobody has to remind them to do. It may be video games, it may be sports, it may be socializing, it may be talking on the telephone, but whatever it is, that's their priorities. If you degrade that and project your assumptions and expectations on them and try to suppress that, you train them to be subordinate to the world instead of inspired in the world. But finding out how to communicate in a way where they win out of what you want them to do, if you help other people get what they want to get in life, you get what you want to get in life. And parents can unfold incredible child's productivity by doing that. So instead of just slamming them and saying, this is what you should be doing to stop doing this and that, find out what's important to them and communicate what you want in terms of how they'll get what they want doing it. And amazing things. They'll do it. They'll be receptive. I had 125 students in South Africa recently, and these were all supposedly labeled difficult, dyslexic, all these problem kids. I started with them at 8 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. There was no disruptive kid. They were totally there. Mm-hmm. I had them engaged, enrolled, inspired the entire day. And the parents were sitting there with their mouths open going, I can't believe this is my child. And I said, but the difference is that I found out what was important to them, and I let them excel today, and I let them find out, and I taught them all the things that we needed to teach in class, but in terms of their values. And wow, what a difference.
Yeah, I remember you just reminded me of something. A few years ago, I had to go and do a talk at a school, and it was an elementary school, and I think it was the grade 7 and 8 students. And so they had a number of us in, and each of us would be assigned to a different class, and we would talk about our career and let the children ask us questions. And so I did this for about 9 different classes that day, and there was this one class, or there were groupings really, they weren't the proper classes, but there was this one group of boys, and you could tell that they were definitely a lot more rambunctious, and they had, you know, their little jokes and things. But you know what? They were so interesting to me, because when I started talking about their career and like what they love to do in life, something changed in them, and they were the most interesting group that I dealt with the whole day. Now, when I went back into the teacher's lounge later on, I heard the teachers talking about this one group, and they called them the low boys. And nobody wanted to teach these boys. And it was so disheartening. And I knew who they were talking about, but I had seen the inspiration in those boys' eyes. You know, the teachers weren't reaching them somehow and weren't seeing them for the value that they have. I can see what you're doing. Now, you said you're doing this with teachers right now. Is that in America or where
I've taught them in
that?
Canada, United States, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, and soon in Europe. I'm absolutely certain it works because we've proven that it's got a track record. We know it works. Children love to learn. They're absolutely inspired and can't wait to learn the things that are important to them. Now, if you can communicate what you want them to learn in the curriculum, and I train teachers in this, and it's amazing watching this. If you communicate what you want them to learn in terms of their values, they'll electrify and just absorb that material. They only want to learn. They only have attention surplus order in the areas of their highest values, and they got attention deficit disorder in the areas of their lowest values. So you got to link it into it. You got to care enough about the children to communicate what you want to teach them in terms of their values. And then you got to honor them. You can't patriarchically project condescendingly an authoritative thing onto the kids and expect results.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what about children who have, or not even children, but it could be someone older for that matter. What about people who have life-threatening illness, let's say, and they're coming to this point in their life where they don't know how things are going to go, and maybe they haven't found their purpose yet? What would you say to that?
Well, I always say that whenever you have a health condition, a terminal condition, if you know, it may be weeks or months or years to live or whatever, which I've gotten to work with a lot, you first thing you do is you find out a wild question that most people don't, they're afraid to ask. What's the blessings and what are you gaining from this? And they kind of look at you at first. They say, what's it going? Are you getting closer to your family? Are you stopping and reflecting on what's really important? Are you deciding what you really want to do with the time that you have? Is it you saying thank yous to people you normally don't do? Are you actually looking at what your priorities are in life? Are you going back and making sure you communicate to people you haven't been communicating with? you know, what are the blessings out of it? And I stop them and stop them from focusing on all just the weeds, and I get them on the flowers. And what are you going to do with this? And what could you do with this? The quality of our life is based on the quality of the questions we ask. If we ask amazing questions, we start leading ourselves to amazing lives. If there's anything that's going to rally the immune system or transform their physiology, it's being grateful and getting them clear about what they could do with the time they have, however long it is.
Yeah, and you had a lot of exercises like that in the book where you look at, you know, some difficult situations or things that have happened in the past or maybe even the passing of someone. But then you look at all the things that have happened in your life because of that event, because of that bad thing, because of that job you lost, because of that relationship that broke up. And when you actually start writing these things out, you can see my life never would have gone this way if that hadn't happened. So there's always that, there's always the good with the bad.
Well, I always say there's never terrible without a terrific, and there's never, you know, scars without stars. There's always two sides to things. And I always say that the things you think are terrible a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years later, you find out there was terrific in it. So why wait for the wisdom of the ages with the aging process? Why not have the wisdom of the ages without it? And why not ask questions? Because as William James said, that, you know, the greatest discovery of our generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes and mind. So it's never what happens to it, it's how we perceive it. So there are no bad events. There's just events that we've chosen to see the downsides without the upsides, which we label bad, which have inherently the other side to them. And once we do, we realize it's just an event that's part of our mission in life.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's something really good to do, to go through and look at all those things and see what has happened in your life because of them. And we're going to move into another break right now. This is Candace McLean with Everyday Miracles. When we return, we're going to connect again with Dr. John DeMartini and learn about what's coming up over the next year for him. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease, and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek Gods yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McLean. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'm joined by Dr. John DeMartini. John, you have a lot of seminars and events coming up over the next year. Can you tell us where you're going to be?
I don't know about all of them.
Too many to list.
Well, then I'm here for another day or so, and then I'm off to London, and I'm doing three programs in London, and then I'm in Miami for three programs, and then I'm off to L.A. for a quick day there for meeting some celebrities, and I'm off to Auckland for 4 days, 5 days of programs, then I'm in Sydney for about 7 days of programs, then I'm off to back to Europe again, back into London, and then back to Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne for a tour, and then I'm back in South Africa for about 12 days. They're doing programs almost every day. Then I go to Buenos Aires, and I'm doing programs there, and then Ushuaia, and then Antarctica, believe it or not. And I'm hoping that I don't have just penguins in that program.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back in Houston doing Master Planning for Life. So I have programs all over the world, and if you go to my web site, which is drdemartini.com, and go to the events calendar, and or different type of seminars, you can see where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be, what I'm up to, and everything that goes on. So that's the best place to go to find out where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Okay, and can you give us that website again?
Yes, just drdemartini.com, D-R-D-E-M-A-R-T-I-N-I, drdemartini.com. And or just look up my name, John DeMartini. You'll probably get to my website, main website. And that'll give them an idea. There's so much. You could spend the rest of your life on just my website. There's so much great stuff on there, from videos to audios to movies to magazines to articles to talks I've done, everything imaginable on there.
Now, one of the seminars that you do is called Breakthrough Experience.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Oh, that's
my
favorite.
Event.
What that is is... When Paul Bragg, the gentleman that I met when I was 17 that inspired what I'm doing, when I met him that night, I made a commitment that I would spend the rest of my life doing this. And so the Breakthrough Experience is the summary of pretty well what I've been doing for the last 38, 39 years. And it's a synthesis of everything that I can share with people in 2 days, 24 hours we spend, on helping break through anything and whatever it is that's in the way of where they want to go. So if that means they're not, if they say and lie to themselves and I don't know what I want to do, I get them slapped back in there and in line again, and I basically say, now, bullshit, let's get to it. Let's get right on what it is we're going to do, and here's how we're going to do it. And we get on track, and we get people purposeful and focused and how to manifest things and how to break through fears and guilts and how to dissolve conflicts and whatever's in the way that's to get them onto their mission. That's what it's about, because what he did for me was so inspiring. That's all I've wanted to do for other people since.
And I don't know too much about Paul Bragg, but so did you stay in touch with him over the years?
Paul Bragg was an elderly gentleman that eventually passed away. His daughter is still around, and I'm really good friends with her. And you probably heard of Jack Elaine.
Yes.
Jack Elaine, when he, 50s, almost 60-something years ago, Jack Elaine met Paul Bragg as a pimple-faced, bullied, skinny weakling. And he met Paul Bragg and got pushed up on stage, and his life changed exactly like mine did. In fact, his story is so close to mine, it brings tears to my eyes because I remember the day I met Paul Bragg. Paul Bragg started American Health Foods across all of America, changed and revolutionized the nutritional industry, and it impacted celebrities and politicians and you name it. This guy was an amazing guy. And meeting him, without a doubt, was absolutely inspiring. My dream is to do the same thing from the people I meet. Because if people can go out and do something extraordinary with their lives, that's what fulfillment's about.
Yeah. What would you say is your biggest challenge today?
My biggest challenge today is coordinating my schedule to get all the things that I'm working on done.
Sure. Yeah.
I love keeping busy, and I have an incredible intense schedule, and I've got publicists all over the world, and I got directors all over the world, and they're coordinating it all, and it's just amazing, and I love it. And I rendezvous. My wife passed away 6 years ago, but because of a situation, but I have a new girlfriend, and she's rendezvousing me. I just got a Skype just coming in. She wants to meet me in London now. So we rendezvous either on the ship or in different places, and our schedules are just absolutely crazy, and I love it. I love traveling the world, stepping foot in every country on the face of the earth, and sharing my heart. That's what I love doing.
And we're so thankful that you do that as well. What message would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I can tell you right now, dude, that everybody tonight, when you're standing there looking in the mirror and you're about to kind of close down for the day, stand for the mirror and say, no matter what you've done or not done, you're worthy of love. Because that's the truth. And that no matter what you've done or not done, you're worthy of love. And then look in there in that mirror and say, you know what? No matter what I see right there, there's something magnificent in there. And concentrate on what is magnificent. And then start a list tonight before you go to bed of all the things you can be grateful for. I have the largest list of anybody I've met on earth of gratitudes. I've got 38 plus years of gratitudes because Paul Bragg inspired me to do that. I've got the longest, largest list. We're talking about thousands of pages of gratitudes. Start keeping a journal of gratitudes. My book, Count Your Blessings, The Healing Power of Gratitude and Love, is a book I try to initiate people to do that because it is amazing. Because when you're grateful for what you got, you get more to be grateful for. And your mind is more clear, and you do healing, and you're more inspired, and you're more vital, and there's just so much more you get done if you're in a state of gratitude. So say, no matter what I've done or not done, I'm worthy of love, and start a gratitude list. And then in the morning, after you get up in the morning, get up and think about what you're grateful for, and don't get out of bed until you get tears in your eyes. We got so much gratitude. Then write down the highest priority actions you can do today to help you fulfill what your mission is in life. And if you say you don't know, read Inspired Destiny until you're clear. And get going on it.
I remember in the book, in Inspired Destiny, there was an exercise there where you asked people to write 300 things that made them feel wealthy in life. And it was a challenge, I have to tell you, but, you know, because at first you go over the usual things and you think, well, should I just name every person I know? This is going to be difficult. But afterwards, you kind of open up when you start writing that. It's like something else comes through, that inspiration comes through, and you start to realize just how lucky you are and how grateful you can be for the life you have.
Well, I always say that one of my books was You Can Have an Amazing Life in Just 60 Days, too. And in there I talk about that if you actually do certain things, you're headed for an amazing life. At the end of your life, you want to ask yourself this simple question. Did I do everything I could with everything I was given? And you want to be able to say, absolutely. I lived an extraordinary life because I basically put everything I could into that day, every day. And I got it. That's how you live an inspired life. Because when you do, you keep attracting bigger opportunities in your life when you do that. Amazing opportunities.
Yeah. What do you think 2011 will bring?
Well, I always say that if you ask that, you're playing follower. You want to decide what you want. I have a list of all the things I'm going to accomplish this next year, and I'm going to bring that into my life. So it's not a matter of what's going to go on the outside. It's what's going to go on from within. So you just decide from within. What are you going to do this year? That's what's going to bring.
And so if more people can do that and start looking at their own lives and looking at their values and taking action steps, I think we'll see a great difference in the world as a whole, like starting with your community and moving up.
Absolutely. Yes. I always say that if you want to become, you know, get beyond your own fears, have a goal at least as big as your family. If you want to be a leader in your family, have a vision at least as big as your community. If you want to be a leader in your community, have a vision as big as your city. You want to be number one in the city, have a vision as big as the state. You want to lead the state, have a vision as big as the nation. You want to be a national figure and make a national difference, have a global vision. But if you want to leave a global impact, have an astronomical vision, have a celestial, soulful vision that inspires you from within to do massive things without. And if you do, the world's yours.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. It's meant a lot to me that you would come on the show and speak to the listeners. I think everyone's learned so much, and I really request that people go out and get this book, Inspired Destiny. It gives you all the action steps that you need to start creating that purposeful and fulfilling life. Thanks, John, so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you, because you made it possible. I just get to share. I just thank you for the opportunity to share with your lovely audience, and thank you.
Thank you, and we wish you much luck as you continue your travels around the world, and I guess on the world too.
Yep.
This is Candace McLean, and thank you for tuning in to Everyday Miracles. Come back next week. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Alan Hamilton. Have a wonderful week. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McLean, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.